I'm Nora Sachs with Montana News. Montana's fire season has been pretty benign so far, and it's not expected to get much worse. That's how Harold Gemmell characterized it today to the governor's Drought and Water Supply Advisory Committee.
It's been pretty slow for us, which is fine. We don't mind that. We've been still engaging in a lot of initial attack throughout the state, but with the exception of the Observation Fire, Roaring Lion, and the Copper King Fire on the west side of the state, really most everything has been on the east side.
Gemmell is direct fire coordinator for the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation. Montana's fire potential will remain high for the next several weeks, but Gemmell adds,
we're really below average as far as number of fires and for the acreage burned for this time of year, and I imagine that's probably going to carry on for the rest of this season. It might be an extended season, but right now we're looking pretty good.
Fire officials today credited local, state, and federal initial attack teams for extinguishing a lot of smaller fires this summer before they grew into major incidents. In other fire news, a new lightning holdover fire was discovered 10 miles northeast of Butte Thursday. Due to its dangerous location, the half-acre Nez Perce fire will be monitored, but no crews have been assigned to it. Wildfires in Yellowstone National Park are now collectively burning more than 10,000 acres. The Tatanka complex is made up of five fires, including the newly discovered Grayling fires. The largest is currently measured at nearly 7,800 acres. The Boundary Fire, burning about 4 miles north of West Yellowstone, is being managed separately. Crews are building hand and direct lines to stop that fire's progress. The fire has forced closures on Forest Service lands directly west of the park boundary. Fire officials predicted a drop in fire activity as clouds, cooler temperatures, and rain make their way across Yellowstone. The Copper King Fire continues to burn 8 miles outside of Thompson Falls. The fire increased in size by 300 acres since Wednesday. Officials cite the hot weather and gusty winds for the fire's expansion in Buckeye Canyon and in the southeast corner of the fire above Highway 200. The Roaring Lion Fire, 5 miles southwest of Hamilton, also increased by about 150 acres as of Thursday morning. Due to increases in the Ward Bowl area, it is now nearly 8,500 acres in size. The Black Mountain Fire, burning north of Lincoln since Tuesday, is actively burning across 8 acres. There are now 60 personnel involved. No containment percentage has been reported. I'm Nora Sachs.